Cecily, about the market?
No, darling, I didn't go to the market today, I tell you.
No, it was not necessary.
No.
Besides, you are going home today.
Yes, that's right. I had to do the packing and all that. The weather is breaking up now.
I know, it has been very disappointing, the weather.
Yes.
It is so changeable, huh?
Yes, very changeable.
But it is no better at home.
Better
it is probably worse. The weather has not been very good.
But when at home, you don't mind because we are at home, you know?
No. And yet, the weather has, well, it has not been so wet or anything.
No.
It's mostly dull.
It's just a nuisance, very right?
It is rather depressing for you, huh?
That's right.
One misses the sunshine and the warmth, huh?
But the whole of the summer weather in Sweden has been... This morning I heard that there was rain in Sweden. Today?
Today?
Yes.
So, I shall go back with you on the plane.
Oh, thank you, darling. I am very...
What time is the plane? In the afternoon?
No, darling. A plane leaves at 7 o'clock.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Oh, you will be home indoors by 8?
Yes, I'll be in good time because...
How long does it take now? Hour and three quarters?
Well, you see, I think I shall be in Sweden about 10 o'clock because...
Not till 10?
No, because you see, they ask you to come to the airport at 7.
Ah, I see. I thought you meant the plane leave at 7.
No.
Oh.
And so... I was just saying I'm glad I'm not going by boat because there is a big dog strike on and upsetting everything.
Well, I shall be with you.
Thank you, darling.
I shall sit near you.
Oh,
I hope there is an empty seat.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Beside you.
Do you know?
If not, I shall have to sit on someone's lap.
On my lap.
That is right.
Yes, of course.
What were you going to say to me?
I had a very funny experience once. I was at a concert hall, you know, in Göteborg, at the concert house in Götaplatsen.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very, very fine concert being given. And I was thinking of you, and mentally I spoke to you. I said, we'll be together and listen to this lovely music. And two young boys came and sat by me. And then I said, now where will my Annie sit? And something or other happened. And both these boys decided to leave their seat.
Yeah?
And the two seats were vacant. And I said, that's just right. Annie made them move.
What about Saturday and the concert?
Yes.
This last Saturday.
That's Saturday.
The concert.
Yes. Darling, I was at the gardens on Saturday.
But the concert.
Yes.
The music.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yes. I didn't go to any concert.
No.
No.
But you not hear any of the music?
No. But of course, it is repeated sometimes, some days later.
You went to the gardens.
Yes. I prefer to go to the gardens. And the atmosphere of the gardens was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Ah, the roses were...
The Queen Mary's gardens.
Yes, that's right.
In Regent's Park.
Yes.
And you sit on the seat.
Yes.
And you think.
Yes.
Think.
Yes. I love to.
I know. I was with you.
Yeah.
But the music, you know?
Yes.
You love to listen to the concert from the promenade.
Yes.
Huh? Promenade
concert.
Oh, well, when you go home, you can have it.
Every week they will come.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, and you have got quite an assortment of records.
Yes.
You have bought quite a lot this time. Huh?
Yes, that's right.
Six or seven?
Seven. That's
seven. I was not sure. I was trying to count whether it was six or seven.
Yes.
But I knew it was something like six or seven, you know. Ah, well.
I've done everything I wanted to do this trip.
Everything?
Yes.
Everything?
Everything.
And each day we have the opportunity to have
right.
a little talk.
But
and this is so wonderful.
But that was very funny, that chair, you know.
The chair? Uh-huh.
I've got it at last.
You have got it?
Yes. because even the previous time I wanted to, but I didn't have enough time to arrange for it. So this time I did manage.
They will send it?
Yes, I was at Harrods, you know.
And they are going to send it?
Yes, they are going to send it by boat.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't take it with me.
But why not get it at home?
What, darling?
Was it not possible to get it at home?
No, not seen anywhere.
No?
No, that's made here. It's worth making, you know, because it is a chair scientifically designed. You know, it is a chair that completely reverses your circulation in your body by altering the center of gravity.
Really?
Yes. And say in 20 minutes you feel all the stress and strain out of your body gone out.
That sounds marvelous.
Yes.
Who designed it?
It is supported by even the medical profession.
I know, but someone invented or designed it, huh?
I think, yes. They are specialists in manufacturing of furniture.
Well, it should be very good.
And it's a folding chair.
Mm-hmm. Impossible to take home yourself, huh?
Yes.
On the plant.
Huh? Yeah, it weighed 24 pounds, so I couldn't.
24 pounds?
Yes, I couldn't think of taking it.
No. Pity.
They'll send it by boat.
But I thought you said, or someone say something about no boats are going? Did you say there was a strike?
There is a strike, darling, on the docks. All the dockers are on strike.
Ah.
So, I really don't know. And even the newspapers are on strike. And the miners are coming out on strike. And the whole country is off its balance, so to speak.
There is extraordinary.
There is a tussle between the government and the labor, you see.
It is very sad.
Yes.
Oh, times have changed.
Yes, very much. And it's the same in Sweden, you know. The slightest little thing upsets labor. Even the doctors go on strike there.
No.
Yes.
How can the doctor go on strike?
They go on strike.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Whole wards are closed when the doctors
But
go.
Who looks after the patients?
Nobody. They have to go without. And of course, you know, nobody can take the place of doctors. So.
That is terrible.
Always. So it is not confined to England.
No.
No. I think the whole world is in turmoil, so to speak.
When you go home,
yes,
you will continue with the experiments?
Yes, I will.
Because I would like it very much, you know, because I feel that we should.
Yes.
I think, you know, who knows?
Yes,
we may
course,
be very
yes.
fortunate. Yeah. We may be able to achieve something in that direction.
Yes.
I would like to continue, you know.
Yes, you know, I was thinking, I was getting impatient, and I said, well, the bathroom is absolutely dark. And there's a little passage, you know,
yeah.
in the center of the apartment. That is also absolutely, I can make it absolutely dark because there's no window there, you see.
No.
And there's no window in the bathroom.
Well, we will see. We keep on trying.
Yes. Right?
The more we try. Yes. You know? Perhaps one day I may be fortunate
yes.
to be able to do something.
Yes.
But you know within yourself, deep down,
yes.
that I am near you
yes.
every day.
Yes,
you know?
I know that.
A day passes that I don't come to you.
No, I know that.
And that, especially in the evenings when you are quiet.
How are the children?
Oh, they are wonderful.
Are they?
They are both here with me.
Oh, very good. And does Sibylla sing?
Hmm.
Huh?
Well, yes. Why do you ask that?
I was once listening, and I felt that she was singing.
Yeah. Well, yes, she does sing. But here, you know, it is very difficult to explain some things. But when we come down to earth and we are near material things,
yes.
and our thoughts are then transferred materially, physically, then perhaps it is possible that on occasion you could hear singing or speaking or music, because this is becoming more material because of the conditions. But in our own life, in our own way, it is not necessary for a person even to speak or to sing. One can, by the concentration of oneself, one's thoughts, one can receive and transmit messages, you know, without the necessity of actually vibrating the atmosphere to create a sound, you know. It is very interesting, of course, but I suppose in some ways it is impossible for people on earth to understand this. You know, I often come and speak to you, but it is mentally, you know, rather than physically.
Yes.
And I think that you receive it mentally, as if it is...
But you know, when I receive it mentally, I always say to myself, is it my thoughts or is it Annie?
Well, that is natural, but it is definitely my thoughts. But sometimes perhaps you get a little confusion, but I think you receive much more from me than you think is possible.
Yes.
Much more.
When I'm lying quiet, and sometimes in the bed, and I think of you, because I'm always thinking of you, because all the pictures are in front of my eyes. Every moment I lie in bed. And then the impressions come. And I say to myself, is it from her, or is it my imagination?
Wishful thinking.
Yes, exactly.
Huh?
Yes.
But a lot of these things which people sometimes think are imagination are realities. What is imagination?
Yeah.
I mean, after all said and done, one may conjure up things sometimes from within oneself, in one's mind, which perhaps have no reality in a material sense.
Yes.
But there are many things that people do not realize that are happening around them, which are not just from themselves or their minds, but are realities that are being received, that they are picking up thoughts, you know. We don't know enough, of course, about these things, but all I do know is that I am often with you transmitting my thoughts, and that I'm sure that in many instances, many times, you receive them, you know. I know this is so.
I concentrate most about half an hour before going to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I'm most receptive because I have no material things to think of. And I get very quick reception, almost with the speed of thought.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I really don't know whether you take me away with you, but I feel I'm asleep before I know it.
You are with me constantly.
Yes, I know.
I only wish it were possible for you to recapture, remember
many
things that happen, you know, when you are here during your sleep. You know.
I'm so hard asleep.
You are so fast asleep, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Physically you are
asleep.
But mentally you are very much awake.
And I know that you are taking with me, with you.
Do you never remember anything about us?
I only remember sometimes going for a long walk in the woods.
Yeah. With me?
With you.
You see me?
Yes, and I see the dog with us.
Yeah.
I don't see the children.
No.
I don't think they come for a walk in the woods, do they?
Sometimes, but I think it is that in a kind of way, always you are some more conscious of me than anyone else. And because you know me, when on earth, you know, we were so close, whereas the children for you were non-existent.
Yeah, exactly.
You see? And because of the thought forces which you emanate concerning me, you would obviously be more concerned and more aware of anything appertaining to me than you would anyone else.
Yes, correct that.
You see, this is what people don't realize, that it is a matter of what thought wavelength you are on.
That's right.
If you are thinking on a certain level of consciousness, then everything on that level of consciousness will become more or less apparent, you know. You will become more or less aware. But if your thoughts are not centered or not concerned with other people or
yes.
other things,
yes.
then those things are to some extent non-existent to you, although they are existing, but because you're not thinking on that level of consciousness,
okay.
then those things or people or whatever it is
yes.
Do not temporarily at that moment anyway exist, you know,
yes.
for you. They're there, you know.
But I'm always thinking of them also at the same
time. I know.
Yes,
yes I know, but
yes.
I think it is because of the physical contact.
Yes, that's right.
Because of the material aspect of ourselves.
Yes, that's right.
This is a reality which was substantiated by material experience.
That's right.
Whereas the children are purely a mental rather than a material.
Connected.
And also perhaps because in an odd kind of way, without realizing it, we are a little self-centered. You know that?
Yes.
Do you ever think that we are a little self-centered?
In what sense, Rabbi?
That we think so constantly of each other.
No. But we are always interested in other people also, helping other people.
Yes, that is true. But, you know, for instance, when you come and talk to me,
yes.
when you come to England
yes.
and to London,
yes.
you think, ah, I'm going to speak to my Annie,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
And, of course, it is natural.
Of course.
And this is what makes it possible, the realization that you have that
correct.
We are going to communicate.
Correct.
And I think our minds are centered on each other.
That's right.
That does not mean to say we love other people the less.
No.
But it's just that we are temporarily realizing the
yes.
possibility of communication.
Correct.
And also because it is so vitally important to us. And because you look forward to it so much and
yes.
you plan ahead, you know.
That's
and
right.
it would be a great disappointment for both of us
no.
if it were not to take place.
No.
So actually, what is actually happening is that you are planning and preparing on your side. I am planning and preparing on my side.
Yes.
And when the opportunity arrives, and we are able to, then we are able to be in touch, you know.
Yes, that's right.
But the children are very close, very near too.
Yes.
But they love us too. I don't know, I think it is that they understand that we want to be together, we want to talk, and
yes, that's right.
you know, and they're happy, and they sometimes, how you say, they sometimes feel that they want to leave us alone.
Yes, that's
does that sound strange to
yes.
you?
No, I want them to know that that he is thinking of them, but we take the opportunity of talking most of the time.
Peter and Sibel
yes.
are both very close, you know.
Yes. But when I come over, I shall make up with them.
When you come here,
yes.
it will be like coming home.
Yes,
it will all be so wonderful because it will be like leaving,
yes.
but the darkness coming into the light.
Tell me,
know?
Darling, on earth we kiss each other and love each other. Can we kiss?
Of course we can.
Just the same.
Exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my dear.
I often think of that. And I wonder if it is the same. Because kiss is something that is very significant.
Yeah.
What are you wearing today, darling?
Mauve.
Mauve.
And silver.
Mauve and silver, yes. That is your color.
Mauve and silver, blue and silver.
You had that before.
Of course. When you went to Mr. Bandeau,
yes, right.
I wore the blue and the silver.
That's right.
But now,
yes.
today, it is a mauve.
Yes.
What you say, mauve? Purple?
Mauve.
You know? Soft purple.
I have a San Paolo in mauve at home.
I know.
And it is a lovely color. It is your color.
I know.
And do you know, I arrange the flowers in front of your picture frame,
mm-hmm.
and they look lovely. You know.
I know.
The last 4 days.
When do you go back to work?
I will go back to work, darling, day after tomorrow. Tomorrow I will take rest when I go home.
Because and then the weather will improve.
Yes.
And the sun will shine.
Yes.
Of course, you have to go back to work. Huh?
Yes, I hope so. I have a lot to do.
You have a lot to do?
Yes. They have given me some work, you know, which will last some years if I'm able to complete it. And they all laughed and they said, you will.
Well, I think it is possible, but it depends on how many years. If it is perhaps 3 or 4, who knows?
Yes.
That is one thing I do not know yet when you are coming. But I am sure when the time is near, I shall know.
Yes, darling. How is your mama?
Ah, she is very well and happy now. She is much more resigned.
She
is much more, how you say, settled.
Yes.
With Papa.
And she realizes a new life.
Now she's beginning
to
understand.
Yes, that's very nice. Because sooner they do, the sooner they are happy.
So?
Otherwise they are in sort of no man's land, neither here nor there.
So she is now much happier, much more settled. Much more aware of everything.
Yes.
Much more, you know, able to understand everything.
Yes.
Oh, she's very well and happy, and I expect one day she may come and speak. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it is that whenever the opportunity arises to come and talk, I have to, well, I seem to take all the time, huh?
Yes. Because, if I could have even a few minutes of her talk, I could let all the family listen to it.
Well, she will have to come and speak sometime,
I'm sure, in
her own way.
There is no hurry, darling.
No.
No.
Let us be selfish.
Yes, I only want you.
I know, that is what I say, let us be selfish.
Yes, I only
want you. The children send all that love and blessings, you know.
Ah, God bless them.
But they are quite happy and content for us to talk together.
Yes.
It makes them happy to know that we are happy.
Tell them when I come over, I will take them on my lap and I will give them all my love.
I will.
Yes. What is Sibylla wearing today?
Pardon?
What is Sibylla wearing today?
Sibylla?
Yes.
Oh, she is wearing pale rose.
Pale rose?
Rose color, you know?
That is her color.
Yes. She looks beautiful in that shed color, rose, a sort of soft rose pinky color, you know?
That is her color.
You will have quite an art gallery before you are finished.
Huh?
You are going to have quite a gallery before you are finished. There are more pictures yet to come.
Are there?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
But you will see what I mean a little later.
Oh, very good, darling.
I have something in my mind.
You mean at home?
At home.
Yes, I understand.
You will have some more pictures to add to the gallery.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is almost as if there is some...
You know, darling, I couldn't have lived without those pictures.
Oh.
You know.
But they are very good.
They are sort of a living link with you.
Everything. Yes. I try... In my own little way, I try several things all the time to do to let you know of my presence.
Yes, darling.
And I try to devise something new and fresh, you know.
Yes, I know.
Apart from coming to talk here, I mean.
Yes.
I think that I can do something else a little later, but I have to wait and see. I have to be a little patient on this one, you know.
Yes, I know. But I feel your presence every day.
And I feel yours every day because I am with you every day.
Even in the morning when I am quiet, I feel you are coming out with me.
In the evening is the best time,
yes.
I think, when everything is more quiet and you are relaxed and you listen to a little music sometimes.
That's right.
And I draw very near you, but still continue with the tapes.
All right.
I think it is worth it.
Yes.
After all, you can just switch it on and leave it.
I have taken a special sensitive tape for this experiment, which is more sensitive to what you might call low sounds, which which you don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it is made by a Japanese firm, and it costs twice as much as the ordinary tape.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I would try that for an experiment.
Well, we can only try.
Yes.
I should do my best.
Yes. And I think if you get results, it will be worth having. But I think the dark room is essential, or at least dark conditions are essential for getting any deception.
I think it helps. I don't know about being essential, but I think it's a great help.
Because, you know, this voice box you speak of,
uh-huh.
it is sort of created out of the ectoplasm that flows from the medium.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, Leslie showed me a photograph of him with a lot of this ectoplasm around his shoulder.
Yeah.
You see? And it also comes from the sitter as well, from me. But, of course, I'm not conscious of it.
No.
Nor is he. But, of course, dark conditions are necessary for that.
I don't know, possibly.
Yes.
But, you know, whatever is possible to do, I shall do it.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yes, I
do. Do you know?
Yes, darling. Because even materializing phenomena is really made possible through ectoplasm,
yeah,
from mediums. And how the face materializes and sometimes the hands. But without this ectoplasm, it's something like, you know, dough. You can feel it.
I know, this I know,
yes,
but
yes.
I don't know anything about the technical aspect of it.
No.
It will have to be left to those who are more experienced.
Yes, that's right.
But I am convinced that if we continue to attempt to make contact,
yes,
in various ways,
yes,
and possibly the darkness will be more helpful.
Yes, I know.
That seems to be the idea. Mm. But I think we should continue with the tape.
Yes,
I am convinced that I can get through,
yeah,
and speak to you,
yes,
on the machine. You know?
Yes.
I think this is important.
Yes. I will, darling.
Oh, I feel so sad you are going. And yet, of course, I can go with you.
Yes,
but,
darling.
I shall look forward to your coming. When are you coming again?
I shall come again, darling, in October the 10th.
October?
Yes.
Well, I will look
forward for second week in October.
Just for a week, huh?
Just for a week.
Well,
and
I shall be here to talk to you.
Yes,
because wherever you are,
yes,
if you went to China, I would still come.
Yes.
Wherever you go, I shall go. And
you
wherever it is possible to contact you,
yes,
I shall contact you.
You won't find Leslie in China.
No, but I shall find him here.
Yes, that's right.
And who knows, he may come to Sweden. Perhaps he will come to us.
Yes, you never know.
You never know, that,
yes,
would be lovely.
Yes.
I would very much like to be able to talk to you like this,
yes,
at home.
Yes.
That is why I want you to continue the experiments.
Okay.
Because I'm sure it was worth the effort.
Yes,
I'm sure eventually I'll be able to do something.
Darling, which time is the best, do you think, for me to do the experiment?
I don't know. Perhaps
any time in the evening or the daytime?
I think in the evening probably
evening
is better than the daytime. I think there's a lot of disturbance in the atmosphere,
yes,
in the day.
Uh-huh.
I would think in the evening is best. Huh?
Yes. You
but
know,
whenever you sit, I will try.
You know, the flat above me is vacant now for several months.
Really?
Yes.
No one wants to take it?
I don't know, but it is vacant, and so it is very quiet. And I often keep my fingers crossed that I hope it won't be a noisy family coming in.
Perhaps someone will come,
yes,
who lives alone.
You see, it has been lying vacant for many years.
But I wonder why so long.
Huh?
Why so long?
Perhaps they are asking too much money for it.
Possibly.
Yes, and people don't pay that. Because today, you know, in a city like Stockholm, people pay something like 60,000, 100,000 kronor to get a flat for key money.
Oh.
Huh?
It's terrible.
Accommodation is so bad.
Oh. Darling, I have to go.
Okay, darling.
But all my love and blessings.
I know.
I shall be with you all the day.
Thank you,
and
darling.
I shall come home with you on the pine.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And I shall wait until you put the door, the key in the door. I shall come in with you.
Thank you, darling.
To welcome you. Huh?
All my love.
All my love. And I talk to you again later.
Yes, thank you.
God bless you,
God
darling.
Bless you, darling. I love you.
Bless you. Yeah. Don't worry. No. I am near you always.
Thank you, dear.
Bless you.
God bless you.
Love for the children.
Yes.
She doesn't like to say goodbye, does she?
What, dear?
She doesn't like to say goodbye. The
no,
word.
I know.
I suppose you could say auf Wiedersehen, or what else could you say? Adios?
Are you?
Adio?
Are you? Are you?
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Are you?
Yes. Well, bye-bye, and God bless you.
Yes.
And I'll see you when you come back, all being well.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye.